This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
David Icke's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'll ask him about the Georgia Guidestones and the fresh attention they're getting in the next segment, but you were cut off getting into the real numbers are even lower for COVID, probably doesn't even exist, other than a synthetic simulant they own out of Wuhan so they can patent it and then say everybody's infected. They want their own numbers. It's like 0.000, 17 people died in Australia. I mean, they say there's one case that'll lock the whole country down. This is unprecedented power grab. Please continue, David Icke.
Well, the SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated and shown to exist. Simple fact. There's no scientific paper on planet Earth that's appeared since it's apparently started in China that has shown the virus to exist through isolating it and isolating its genetic code. There was an article posted on the CDC website which was by virologists, and they were talking about the virus. And a doctor, American doctor, called Dr. Tom Cowan, did an analysis of this article, and it was superb. And it was supporting the nonsense that that we've been talking about since March. And this is how it went. This article said they had found 37 fragments of this virus. 37. Its full genome is supposed to have 30,000. And what they did was then put it through computer programs to fill in the gaps. And so they put it through different computer programs, and they got different filled-in gaps. So then they have a vote over which of the filled-in gap computer programs is the one they should go with. And Cowan described it brilliantly. He said it's like this. You find a fragment of a hoof, a hair from a tail, and a fragment of a horn, and you put it through a computer program, and the computer program tells you it's a unicorn. A unicorn that no one's ever seen. And it's all been filled in through.
Exactly. It's all done by how they program it, and they even admit that. It's all fraud. They agree. Microsoft agrees. Why is Bill Gates, I mean, I know you say he's a puppet at one level, but why the hell is he now in like everywhere? I know Boris Johnson announced that Bill Gates will actually be the shadow commander of the G7. Now that the UK is going to have the rotating post. I mean, Gates is like everywhere.
Well, it works like this. We have this global cult, which has the spider in the shadows that is directing through the web, through secret societies, semi-secret groups, organizations like the Bilderberg Group. Schwab was on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group, by the way. And it plays out into the public arena through governments and government agencies and banking systems and corporations and Silicon Valley and so on. So you've got the spider, and the spider dictates its personnel. And when you look at Gates, he's been brought forward for a very long time to be a front man for the cult. That's what he is. That's why he's in the position he is. And they have this system, Soros is another one, whereby when you are a front man for the cult, you can get very, very rich doing it. Not least because they give you technology out of the underground bases. They've got to get this technology, all this technology, building this smart grid, is coming out the underground bases. But they need a cover story to get it out of there and into the public arena. So they have all these front people and front corporations that say, oh, yeah, we've just discovered something new. Well, you haven't. It's come out of the underground bases. Notice that as this technology plays out, there's never a period where people are sitting around a table, strumming their fingers, waiting for some geek in Silicon Valley to invent the next level of what they need. It just flows out one after the other because it's being coming out of the underground bases and the secret project.
You're totally right. My dad in the 60s was at UT in like some secretive programs, and they already had CD-ROMs 20 years before they supposedly came out. I mean, it's just all being handed out. Who's behind it? Who's the center of the web? PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now. Reportedly got videos of them shredding ballots in Georgia. We'll cover that next hour. This election is being stolen from the American people by the globalist candidate, Joe Biden. We've got David Icke with us on fire, predicted the whole lockdown, the whole new world order, the upping of the test where everybody's positive. Now I read the headlines. Checkpoints in New York, checkpoints in California, checkpoints in Australia. They say they're going to drag people away to COVID facilities. My God, I mean, this is the point of resistance that we're really reaching. David Icke, DavidIcke.com, best-selling author. People can follow his information, DavidIcke.com. You got him, Alex Jones, just tuned in. We're to the third hour of the global transmission right now. Center of the web, the spider. I know you explained it's energy, it's off-world, it's anti-human. The Bible says that. Every ancient culture says that. But all of this is moving ahead so quickly now. How do we resist it? What do we say? What do we do? And what are you predicting is coming next? Then I want to ask you about people like Bill Gates and like the James Bond villain, Klaus Schwab. Again, why they're being so public about it.
If I could just pick up on Gates from what I said just before the break, they get phenomenally rich by being frontmen for this whole thing. But there's always a rider. And that is that you have to take vast amounts of the wealth that you accrue by being one of their frontmen, and you have to spend it on advancing the agenda under the guise behind the smokescreen of philanthropy. This is how it works. This is the Rockefeller Foundation, and it's the Gates Foundation. So, my last book came out this year, The Answer, which was 80% written before the lockdowns kicked in and all this stuff started, had so many mentions of Bill Gates in the first 80% of the book for all the areas of the Great Reset, we now call it, that he was funding through the Gates Foundation. So just before it all kicked off, what did Gates do? He stood down from Microsoft and said he wanted to concentrate on his philanthropic interests. No, he knew this was coming. Of course he did. And so he stepped down so he could front this up. And because, this web absolutely involves at a very significant high level the Rockefellers. And you've got the Gates family and the Rockefellers going way back. In fact, I've seen genealogy that claims that if you go far enough back, the Rockefeller family and the Gates family fuse. So because all this has been prepared for so long, you had the cult via the Rockefellers creating the World Health Organization, which is now run by Gates, who is its biggest funder. And from that central point, they have orchestrated this entire pandemic hoax. I'm banned from everything that buddy moves in the mainstream internet because Of course, Silicon Valley said that anyone that challenges the World Health Organization version of the pandemic is going to be censored. And so you have this web, which has one part of it, the World Health Organization, but another part of the web is Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. And so they work as one unit. They appear to be, to the population in general, unconnected and not in any way working as one. But through the web, directed by the spider at the center, they are all working to the same end. This is why Silicon Valley is doing all this censorship. Why? What's happening
by
now?
By the way, that's all admitted that they're coordinated now. What is the end game? I mean, obviously, merges with machines. Klaus Schwab says that. What is the timetable? Because it's accelerating now.
You had Zuckerberg last week in one of these virtual Capitol Hill committees admitting that they collaborate with Twitter, etc., in their censorship and who they censor. And what they censor for, it's all coordinated. And the more that this happens, the more you are seeing what's happening is the hidden is becoming the seen. And yes, what we're looking at and what we're facing is very dangerous, but it's very dangerous for them as well. Because
I agree. Let's talk about that. How's their New World Order going? They don't seem too happy. Their body language, they look pretty scared.
Well, you know, if you look back to the first lockdown, it was very depressing. I would go out for a drive where I live, and I would go some distance. I would see another car. Not anymore. When we went into the second lockdown a few weeks ago, it's very different. You apart from the shops being shut down, so-called non-essential shops. Basically, it's the same. You see the cars on the road. You see people in the street. And you know what's happened? And this is a very positive thing. It just shows the power of people. They were talking, the Johnson government, about, are we going to have Christmas and the lockdown? But what's happened is in this second lockdown, it's been so disobeyed, if you like, by so many people. People have just got on with it. I mean, you know, I remember the first lockdown and places around me that were shut down. And just
same thing's closed. Happening here in the United States. They send the police to a gym and they go, hey, Walmart's still open. We are too. Get the hell out of here. I mean, yeah, people are really starting to get pissed.
And what's happened is the government has just announced in Britain, we're going to ease, ease the fascism, if they're telling the truth. We're going to ease the restrictions over Christmas.
Isn't that the funny part? The more you push back, they back off. But the people that submit.
What they've done is they've looked at it and they've thought, if we keep these restrictions going over Christmas, just look at what's happened during the second lockdown. People ain't going to do it. They're just going to carry on as they normally would. And so what they have to do is keep the illusion of their power. So instead of that illusion being broken over Christmas with people saying, you know, up yours, mate, we're going to meet our families, they say, we're going to ease the restrictions. Others, we're going to allow you to do what you were going to do anyway.
Why are they so obsessed with stopping families meeting? There's something spiritual, I think, because we're all independent beings, but we're all connected. What is it they fear so much about family?
Well, they fear anything that connects people, that has human discourse, that has interaction. This is why they've got social distancing. This is one of the reasons. There are many why they none of them about.
They now admit they want to end sex and have it all virtual.
Yeah, but you got the masks, which to an extent are about dividing people, and you've got the closure of what's being targeted more than anything. What they call the hospitality, the churches. That's another point of
pubs, restaurants, churches, where we commune.
It's where we come together, where we have discourse, where we interact.
Which commune means together.
Yeah. So they want to drive people. But that's what they want people in under house arrest for. And what they do then is they force you, if you can see to it, into a virtual interaction, which, of course, they control. And, you know, one of the things...
And which they're watching and which they're listening to.
Yeah. One of the things that's worth mentioning, something else Schwab came out with a few months ago, is he said, well, something's coming, basically, that will make COVID seem like just a little local difficulty, in effect. And that is, he said, a cyber attack that brings down the entire electricity grid. Now, it doesn't have to be a cyber attack. It can be any bloody excuse.
Oh, they can hit the button and do it. This is huge what you just said. What's coming next? As Bill Gates told a bunch of people, he said, oh, COVID's just a drill.
Yeah.
A real weapon's coming. What will it be? And I think it'll be the 5G. Well, the studies, David Icke's right. The studies show it causes autoimmune response where you can't breathe. David Icke will have the floor. He's on fire. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Man.video, where we'll post this interview for you to share, and please share it. We'll be back. David, take.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, Joel Scalzo in World Affairs Brief will give us his take on the election. All the big breaking news there next hour. David Icke needs no introduction, riding shotgun with us right now. He brought up, it was the next thing I was going to without me even saying it, so we're kind of in sync right now, how Bill Gates said, oh, there's going to be a bigger bio attack. This is just a drill. And how Schwab said, oh, something far worse is coming. Criminals love to brag metaphysically. Here's 2017, Fauci saying, oh, Trump's going to be challenged by a major biological event. Here's what he had to say.
Years. Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years.
All right, that's enough of him. Then we have this other clip, truly prolific, prophetic, Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum, 2017, dark winter pandemics, bioterrorism, RNA vaccines. I mean, no, they're behind it. They're behind the Wuhan lab. They've been caught red-handed. David Icke, let's continue.
Well, that's the whole the point, you know, The way this whole pandemic hoax has played out through this web, you have the World Health Organization as the central point on that level in the public arena. And then you have people like Fauci, and you have Witte and Valance, the chief medical officer in Britain and the chief science advisor, who've lied through their bloody teeth about numbers. They got caught out very recently with ludicrous figures that took 24 hours to take apart. And then you have, if you look at the sequence in each country, it's basic. Australia is another example. The policy is being driven by the chief medical officer and the chief scientists, etc., which are owned by Gates and this network. So this is how the whole thing's been played out. So Fauci would have absolutely known, just like Gates knew and all these other people knew, that this pandemic hoax was coming. And because they preempt it, they seem like prophets. You know, oh, yeah, that Gates knows a lot, didn't he? He said this was coming. Yeah, because he's bloody hell going to bring it into being, you know. This web is very coordinated, but if you look at it, you need very few people compared with the population to pull it off. In every country, you've got a medical pyramid, a hierarchy, and the chief medical officer and people like that are at the top, and they dictate the policy that doctors and nurses and medical staff have to follow. And so from a few people at the top of these pyramids, connected to the same central coordinating center, in this case the World Health Organization, they take the centrally dictated agenda. And they say, this is the policy in this country. And all the medical staff and doctors, apart from some courageous ones, not enough, by the way, but they then play it out. They put COVID-19 on the death certificate when they know that people have died of something else. They don't question the PCR test when it's obviously a scam. And so this is how country after country after country after country has reacted to that virus in exactly the same way, because centrally coordinated. And all these people have to go to jail for the rest of their lives. You know, we mustn't
stand
for
anything.
That
was my next question. What do we do about this? Enough of this fraud. They've been proven to be frauds. What do we do?
Well, it's real. It's real simple. You can, but it's simple in what we need to do, but it's not simple in people summoning the courage to do it. But, you know, you can look for a solution to a situation, and what happens is you normally lead to more problems. Or you can do the wise thing, which is to remove the cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem is human acquiescence to their own enslavement and human acquiescence to authority. Fascists do not impose fascism. There's not enough of them. What imposes fascism is the population acquiescing to fascism. That's the only way it can happen. It happened in Nazi Germany, and it's happening around the world now. You look at the number of people in a country, the number of people in the world, and you compare that with the number of people who are in full knowledge, know what they're doing and playing.
You can put the globalists in one room. There might be 1,000 of them worldwide, according to Kissinger's own numbers with Rothkopf. So let me ask you this.
The answer staring is in the face. Stop acquiescing with your own enslavement and your kids' enslavement, and this must end. Because only with that acquiescence can it happen.
Were they planning this later, or why did they launch it now? I know decades ago they said 2020 is when the New World Order would finally launch. They're into the cult numbers. Why did they do this now?
Well, you know, there's two things going on here. There really are, and I've been writing and talking about this for all these decades. There is the agenda to lock down a global fascist state via technology and AI connection to the human mind to make it irreversible. That's what they want. But there's also, I mean, we've both seen this. I remember when I was starting out 30 years ago, you couldn't fill a phone box with people interested in this stuff. But look at it now. And this has been gathering. More and more people are becoming aware. And you know, this is one of the reasons that they're rushing this through. Because once they break the surface, as they have, they know a lot more people very quickly are going to suss the world's not.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought I had my mic off. I was saying, take this clip out of David and put it up front. So start over with what you were saying about you couldn't fill people with a phone booth and now.
Yeah, like I was saying, when I started out 30 years ago, I mean, you couldn't fill a phone booth with people who were interested in this. You know, I traveled around America, and, you know, I was talking to three people, five people, eight people in 1996. But now look at it. Now look at the number of people who are aware that the world's not like they thought it was and are becoming more and more and more skeptical, not least because of the last few months, about believing what authority tells them. Yes, there's still the closed-minded people. I mean, you know,
the lockdown, the power grab is being done in response to the sociopaths losing control.
Yeah. And the point being that they knew that once they broke the surface, people were going to see it in a lot greater numbers. So they're rushing to get this technological lockdown of the human mind before enough people wake up to bring the House of Cards down. Because that's what it is, House of Cards. And the human race is holding it up. This is why the answer is staring us in the face.
Exactly. AI's power, all of it, is getting us to follow its directives. We'll come back with David. I can talk about solutions, the election, Trump, what he really thinks is going on, and his latest book, The Answer. David Icke is our guest. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off, a very rare sale. It's going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I don't tell this story to act cool or to be on a power trip. It's the opposite. I'm very humble compared to where I was 20 years ago. And I always do this for the right reasons, but 70% for the right reasons. I did enjoy the ego of fighting tyranny. Now I'm just completely freaked out. But David Icke was talking about when he was writing books in the early 90s, coming to the U.S. and maybe... I know eventually you have that hundreds of thousands out of it, but he's saying, you know, a few dozen. But the point is, now it's 20,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000. And it's the same thing for me. And so now I get calls by national talk show hosts. I get calls by Trump's lawyers. I get calls from senators, generals, household names. I'm not going to name drop. Going, man, what's coming next? How do you predict all this? And I got a call by a major national talk show host this weekend, and he goes, man, he goes, when I'm around all these famous people, they're going to talk about you. He said, well, this is crazy. They're not talking about, you know, Brad Pitt or whatever. And that didn't make my ego that big. It made me think, yeah, because people now realize what they heard me talk about 10 years ago, 20 years ago is true. And so David was getting into that. So the good news is we've gone from being not even black sheep, because at least folks reject the black sheep, to being out in the wilderness, nobody even knows what we're saying, to now it's front and center because we were dead on. So, David Icke, what is it like ideologically to be the guy they all laughed at on BBC 27 years ago and made fun of you and David, everything you had to, you know, tell the truth, to now be in the very center of the zeitgeist? I mean, what is that like? And then tell us what's coming next.
Well, I wanted to be wrong. Well, we all wanted to be wrong, didn't we? But events have shown that actually this is real. And, you know, first of all, I just want to have a quick mention. You had an ad just now for Band Video. Band Video is excellent. I put all my videos on there, and it gets very, very high numbers and growing all the time. It's and this is what
routinely you get 500,000 views on there. You're more popular than I am on there.
Yeah, this is what we need to do, you see. You can sit there and say, oh, it's terrible, isn't it? All this censorship, oh, my God. And you can be a frickin' victim. Or you can say, okay, what are we going to do about it? And this, all these platforms and things, you know, Parler and many others have now started to appear to fill the gap, which has opened up because of all the mainstream internet censorship. So, you know, there's a lot of good things happening. And going on for what you were talking about, you know, I know myself that there's a lot of people in seriously influential positions within the system who ain't going public yet, but they've sussed it. And they look at programs like this, and they look at the videos that I do and books that I write. They've not gone public yet, but they're getting it. What's starting to happen is the system itself is starting to unravel as people within it realize what they're part of. Because of this fierce compartmentalization of knowledge, the vast majority of people who are playing a part every day, advancing this agenda for global human control and tyranny, have no idea that's what they're doing. But what's happening with the alternative media is we're not only passing on this information to the public, we're enlightening people within the system, and they are starting to get it.
By the way, let me just back you up, then I'll shut up because I want to hear this.
Okay.
Because this is very, very important. A lot of people didn't think censorship was coming. Now it's here. Now it is ubiquitous. And now, again, it's that common sense Streisand effect. Their attempt to suppress it has only made it bigger. But it's just what you said. Bill Gates was on like 3 months ago. He played the clip with Anderson Cooper. And Gates is like, there's billions a day of mean mentions of me, and it's not just regular people you'd think. He's talking about us, but it's a lot of prominent people. Cooper goes, yeah, I know. A lot of my friends now believe this, and they look completely, freaked out. I don't know how you guys found the video so quick. That's crazy. I mean, they're literally panicking on TV saying we've lost control. Wow.
Well, this is the point. Why are they running around trying to censor everything? Because they're terrified. I'm a bloke in a little flat on the Isle of Wight in England. And same with you. I'm sure you're not in a little flat, but it's And so if they were all powerful, then they wouldn't bother with people like us, would they? Oh, no. Swatting a fly. But they're not all powerful because their control depends on controlling the narrative, thus controlling the perceptions of the population. And what's happening is, A, the alternative media is, despite all the censorship, still getting this out to a vast number of people. People are now coming to the alternative media out of choice because they don't trust the mainstream anymore. Then you've got the events of 2020, which has focused the minds of the population even more, what's going on, and open those minds to other possibilities. And you put all that together, and you know, I know what they want, and I know they control various areas that can deliver what they want.
But this pell-mell rush is a sign of weakness, isn't it? It's a desperate...
Yeah, as I say, they can't deliver it without the acquiescence of the people. That is the X factor that they must deliver, and if we don't deliver it to them, they cannot succeed.
That's right. No one knows who said it, but if the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. And I've seen a documentary, The Tiny Apartment You Live In. I'm not against prosperity, but I have a 4,000-square-foot house. It's almost too big to even take care of. I couldn't imagine selling humanity out like Apple is lobbying against the law against slave labor because they use Uyghur slave labor, but they're liberals. I mean, they have no credibility, David, do they? I mean, I would live homeless before I lived off slaves. What do you say to that?
Well, slavery never ended. What they did is they went from official slavery to mass slavery. You know, what humanity needs to understand is they're slaves. What is freedom? Freedom is basically the ability to make choices. The more choices you can make, the more freedom you have. And how many people in the world have the ability, not least through financial constraints, to make the choices they'd like to make? Very few. That means they're slaves. They're slaves to the system. The system's not serving humanity. Humanity's serving the system. And so you are in a situation where we have mass slavery. And what this cult wants to do is turn that mass slavery into utter and total slavery via AI. But we still have the free will to say no and stop obeying. These, in the end, very, very few people at the core of this. The answer is just there, staring us in the face. But what people have done, and this is systematic too, you come out of the womb and the programming starts to obey and fear authority. It starts in the schools, it goes through, fear the boss, what have you, fear the government, fear the police. And so on. And it, all the time, I said years ago, even before current events, just note the number of times through your day where you're given instructions on what to do or what not to do, especially if you live in a city. And now, of course, it's grotesque, all these instructions.
I totally agree with you. You know, I have an instinct that's never wrong. It's commanding me to move out of the city. You're on a remote island, which is a little bit better in a way, but I want to talk about what you think practical solutions are and also your take on the election and other tidbits. And David, I know you're a busy guy. You usually only give me like one interview a year. I'm glad with the quickening you're coming on every month. The listeners beg for you, and you've been absolutely proven dead on. The new book, you have another one coming out too, but the new book, I did read it. It's amazing. The Answer, people can find that at davidicke.com.
Yeah. Yeah, they can get it there, and they'll get it very, very quickly because it's shipped within the United States to North America.
Yeah, and folks, I know you're already awake, most of you. Buy it and give it as a gift. All right, davidicke.com, yeah. And get our products, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side with David Icke, final segment. Then Joel Skousen comes on. I've got all the election news. There's just unbelievable amounts of it. And we're going to hit Georgia Guidestones. They're getting a lot of attention when we come back. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Thanks to David Icke, dude. The old David Icke, a true debt of gratitude to open our minds up. The trailblaze. Okay, so obviously I watched this video very closely. You got the Bureau of Land Management with their helicopters. Obviously this has been done as a stage deal. It's a big leftist event, an obelisk. Heralding the new age, 2001 Space Odyssey Illuminati. They're obsessed with ritual. But if we look at what's the big news story right now with the obelisk, there's a new story at Infowars.com. Strange Georgia guidestones receive fresh attention in the age of the pandemic. And with the discovery of the new obelisk, there are 5 obelisks there declaring world government and the extermination of 80% of the population put up by Ted Turner. So why is ritual so important to these people? What's really happening, David Icke?
Well, I mean, I could talk about hours about this. If you go back to ancient times, you go back to Babylon and Sumer, you can pick up this this force, this network, which has become the global web. It moved in and established Rome, and we had the Roman Empire. It moved in on Britain, established the British Empire, and so on. Then it moved into the United States and eventually became global. And when you talk to people, and I've talked to so many who have been in, if you like, you know, victims of this cult, and taken part in rituals and seen horrific things, the rituals that they do and how they do them are the same rituals they were doing in Babylon and other ancient places, because it's about manipulation of energy, manipulation of the energetic field in which we all live in. You know, if you think of the fish swimming around the sea, well, we are living in an ocean of energy, information, a quantum field of possibility and probability. And you can manipulate that field, because if you want to affect all the fish at the same time, then how do you do it? You affect the sea, and then you've got all the fish. And they're constantly manipulating this field. They want to bring it into a low frequency vibrational state, because as we interact with that field, if we're not in our own power, it brings you down into a low vibrational state.
And is that because they are clearly in a lower dimensional field, so they want to make us resonate so they have control? So all we have to do is resonate towards the infinite and towards goodness, and that pulls us out?
Yeah, exactly. If you open your consciousness, you start to resonate and your frequency increases and expands. And it's like, you know, two radio stations on different frequencies. They pass through each other. They don't interfere with each other because they're on different wavelengths. This cult operates within a particular wavelength. It's a very low vibrational wavelength, which vibrates within the field of fear, anxiety, depression, all these low vibrational emotions. Because it's well known now that every thought, every emotional state is generating its own frequency, depending on the state of the emotion or state of the thought.
They can read the brainwaves. I mean, it puts off an electrical field.
Of course they can. They know all this stuff. You know, this secret society network's been passing this on and keeping it from us. You know, what we've been trying to do is take it there and put it over here.
And like you said, they slowly dole out twisted forms of it with Trojan horses.
Yeah. Imagine you are potentially all consciousness having a human experience, but they bring you into a like a vibrational bubble, and now you're in this bubble. You're not influenced anymore by the greater self. You basically become isolated in the five senses, and you are kind of processing information and perception all through the five senses. Can I touch it, see it, taste it? Oh, well, it must exist then. And when you're in this bubble, instead of getting inspiration from your own expanded state of awareness, you're getting your information to get a fix on the world from within the bubble, if you like, mainstream media, education system, government, etc.
And again, the founder of the fascist movement, over Mussolini in the 20s, made a movie about the sacrifice of children to fascism. Reportedly, they even killed real kids in the production. And then this guy was worshipped by Hitler. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Don't even start me on the number of children that sacrificed in this world every year. It's unbelievable. Because what did I say earlier? They're doing the same things in secret that they were doing in Babylon in the open. It's just they've gone underground because humanity won't accept it anymore. But the same rituals and the same horrors are being perpetrated. This is why, you know, things like Halloween, it's not a joke, trick and treat. On Halloween, enormous numbers of kids worldwide.
Absolutely. Disappeared. And again, the autism, why the targeting of boys? Like, why did Ramses order the firstborn that's in the history books, killing of the children? I mean, what's going on here with the killing of the boys?
These people are completely bloody bonkers. Actually, you know, they're psychopaths, and they're clever in their understanding of how reality works, therefore how to manipulate human perception. But you get down to the basics. They're freaking bonkers. They're insane. And they do lots of insane things, but they're very, very clever. This is what's passed over the secret society network at the inner core. They're very clever at how to manipulate this field. Because if you're interacting with this field all the time and this field is affecting your perceptions because of the vibrational state of the field, then, you're going to drop into these low vibrational
states.
But
as you said, they want to lock us down, make us depressed, to force us into a lower field so we don't resonate and have a change.
Because they operate within a field. For them to control us, they have to pull us into that field, into their stadium.
How do we break free as a mass consciousness?
Well, for me, you know, I've, over the last 30 years, I've met all the different people. I've met the gurus and I've met the New Age and all these different people who are saying, how do you awaken?
But you were most touched, weren't you, by some of the Zulu witch doctors?
Yeah. He was an amazing man, Kreda Mutra. But where I was going with this is, I looked at all this. And, you know, it looks terribly complicated and it sounds terribly complicated. You know, how do you awaken? Well, you go on this quest and you do this fast and you do this and you do the other. No, I'm not saying you do it if people want to do that. For me, it's a very simple shift that changes everything. It's your self-identity. If you self-identify the I, the infinite I, the eternal I.
All right, the eternal coding is right there. You have to look inward.
With the labels. Like, I am a man, I am a woman, I am this sex, I am that sexuality, I am this religion, I am that culture, I am that race. If you self-identify with that as you, then you're going to get pulled into these very, very myopic states of awareness and self-identity. And you're going to drop into their frequency band, which they control. They control the information in it. So your perceptions are going to reflect the way they're manipulating that information.
I know you got to do five more minutes with us on this. Short segment, then we'll let you go, David. You know you're busy, and I got to cover another guest coming up. But I want to get into Trump, the election, just your view on that, DavidIke.com. Briefly, or we won't be here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the new sale going now. And it's the same sale, just minus the stuff that's about to sell out. And we need your funding, plus these are great products. 10% off all high-quality storable foods. We never do that. Preparewithalex.com. All of it is discounted right now, ready to ship right now with all the craziness. Any storable food. So that's a new sale, actually. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, $149. Other competitors are $500. Aren't even as good. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. Free shipping. Alpha Power back in stock. It was sold out for a year. That is 40% off, free shipping. Biofresh Selenium, so good for your immune system, 40% off free shipping. Ultra 12, good for everything in your whole body, taken out of the ton, it's highest quality, 40% off free shipping, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds our operation. Without your support, we will not be here. So, again, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, getting great products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com so you can hear information you're not going to hear anywhere else in this age of censorship. This oasis is still alive, but only because of your support. So I thank you all. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.